Good morning. Special welcome into God's house as Lent gets underway. This is a little of a kind of a breather in a sense because we bring in an outside group that brings a special message. There is definitely Lenten ties here. They adjust to the church year as they come through, as you'll see from the readings. The Power of One. It's Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School Concert Choir with us to lead our worship this morning on KML Sunday. Happens only once every 3 years. We're delighted to have the choir here under the direction of Mr. John Pasbrig, and the worship will follow according to the service folder as you see it. Our service then, as you flip over to the call to worship, will begin as Mr. Pasbrig introduces the choir and our worship to the glory of God. Enjoy yourselves in the process today. One thing I've often said is when you have this kind of a service, it gives you just a little taste of heaven. The sound and the acoustics, one of the things, Mr. Pasbrig, I love is when the choir sings across each other like this, because the overtones kind of land up above you. And if you're used to listening to that, you hear different things than you'll hear just from a normal front choir. So God bless our worship.
Vium evio teria mungue tu. Vium evio teria mungue tu. Zeni sauti. Pazeni sauti.
Beauty in Bernie, you may.
Let all things their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one.
I appreciate the response. We'll give you a chance for applause at the very end. Otherwise, you're just going to be clapping all the way through here. Our gathering rite is at the bottom of the page. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the morning, O Lord, you hear our voice. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous,
but because of your great mercy.
May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us.
Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Let me live that I may praise you. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness. If we claim to be without sin. Father, I have sinned against you, and am no longer worthy to be called your child. Yet in mercy you sacrificed your only Son to purge away my guilt. For his sake, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in the joy of your Holy Spirit, let me serve you all my days. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Upon this, your confession, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
And let us pray. Heavenly Father, open the hearts of your people as you show your love to us. Grant us a rich measure of your Holy Spirit that we may hear, understand, and put into practice all that we learn from your holy word through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. And the congregation may be seated.
First reading comes from Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 11. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' This is the word of the Lord."
Our next reading is from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. "He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who could speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death. It was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." This is the word of the Lord.
Our third reading is taken from Psalm 118. "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand has been lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. This is the word of the Lord.
Now let us unite with like-minded Christians by confessing common faith in Christ Jesus with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.